The Secret Path by Karen Swan. Read by Olivia Dowd. Pigeons pecked and strutted a few steps ahead of them in the sandy avenue of Hyde Park's North Ride. The early morning sun, pale and bright as it streamed through the budding horse-chestnut canopies. The first crocuses and primroses were already dotting the park with yellow and purple splashes, like Monet brushstrokes. The background hum of London traffic on Bayswater Road superseded every few moments by the heavy, rhythmic breathing of runners overtaking them. The mornings were getting brighter, the frosts not quite so furious as they laced the grass. Tara took another sip of her coffee, the steam swirling in the cold air. Holly was having her signature hot chocolate with whipped cream and chocolate sprinkles, the first of her many daily sugar hits.
"And what did he say then?"
Tara asked, as Holly drew breath. Her friend was in the midst of a protracted breakup with Dev, a radiographer in oncology. What had started as a drunken hookup in the Irish bar, just down from St. Mary's Hospital, had become a more regular arrangement, and it had all been going well for several months, till Dev had surprised her by clearing a drawer for her. Holly had reacted by walking out. Q reams of anguished texts and some excellent makeup sex. The drawer had been hurriedly restuffed with mismatched sport socks and the tall can of athlete's foot spray, but the damage had been done. Dev wanted commitment, and Holly wanted out.
"He said I've got abandonment issues." "Huh? I mean, please." I said to him, "Don't you push your clichés onto me. Not everyone whose mother walks out falls apart, you know. Some of us pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and do even fucking better than we would have done if she'd bloody stayed."
"Quite." Holly muttered something unintelligible under her breath. "I really mean it this time. I told him in no uncertain terms last night that we are done."
"Your terms are never uncertain, Holes."
"Right?" Holly asked indignantly.
"But you still slept with him?"
"Yeah, of course. He looked really sad. You know those puppy dog eyes he gets?"
"I do. So cute."
Holly sighed. "But anyway, he knows that's it now. I can't be distracted by this kind of drama. I swear, no more men for me for a bit."
"Good idea. Take some time out, let everything settle."